From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A Russian military plane with 91 people on board heading to Syria is missing. The Tupolev 154 disappeared from radar just minutes after taking off from the Black Sea resort town of Sochi today. The Russian news agency Interfax is reporting a crash site has been found and that debris has been found in the Black Sea. Plane was carrying Russian servicemen as well as members of the Alexandrov Ensemble, the Army's official musical group, who were flying to Syria to participate in New Year's celebrations. Israel's prime minister lashed out at President Obama, accusing him of what he called a shameful move at the UN over West Bank settlements. Benjamin Netanyahu said every U.S. president for many years had kept an agreement not to try to impose conditions on a peace deal for Israel, but on Friday he said the U.S. broke that agreement by abstaining from the UN Security Council vote on a resolution calling for an end to settlements on Palestinian land. Mr. Netanyahu said, in complete contrast to that commitment, including an explicit commitment by President Obama in 2011, the Obama administration conducted an anti-Israel ambush at the UN. Prime Minister Netanyahu said he has ordered his government to stop funding institutions at the United Nations. European security authorities, shaken by the latest terror attacks at a Christian market in Berlin, are on high alert as Christians gather in churches across the continent. This is VOA News. Russian and Syrian fighter planes continued airstrikes in rebel-held areas with at least 5 people killed west of Aleppo. Residents and rebels said Russia and Syrian jets also staged heavy airstrikes on rebel-held parts of southern Aleppo. At least 8 airstrikes also targeted towns in rebel-held Idlib province. Syrian army took full control of Aleppo city last week, but large portions of the suburban areas remain under rebel control. Pope Francis urged Christians to celebrate the birth of Jesus by thinking about the plight of modern children, including those caught in war, famine, and those who are never born. In a packed St. Peter's Basilica, Francis urged everyone to reflect on how today's children are not allowed to live peacefully but must hide in fear and squalor. Francis also appealed to the faithful not to get caught up in materialism and commercialization at this time of the year.
Quando ci affanniamo per i regali e restiamo insensibili.
The Pope said, we are concerned for gifts but cold toward those who are marginalized. That's not good. He said this worldliness has taken the Christians hostage. And he said, we have to set it free. Later today, Pope Francis will deliver his 4th Christmas message to the faithful gathered in St. Peter's Square in Rome. Christians from around the world gathered in Bethlehem to celebrate Christmas. Robert Berger was there.
Pilgrims from around the world watched the festivities and also spent some solemn prayer time at the Grotto of the Nativity, where tradition says Jesus was born. Bethany Walker came from South Africa.
It was very emotional, and there is such an anointing actually on that spot. It's as if you can take that little baby's hand and just receive him and say, welcome in this world.
For the Palestinians, it was another Christmas under Israeli occupation. But the city's mayor, Vera Baboon, told VOA that it is still a Merry Christmas. Robert Berger for VOA News, Bethlehem.
The Philippines is bracing for the arrival today of a powerful typhoon. U.S. military's Joint Typhoon Warning Center said Typhoon Nina is what is known as a super typhoon, with highest sustained winds of 240 kilometers per hour. Philippine weather officials are predicting a storm surge of 2.5 meters in parts of the country, along with heavy rains and flooding. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.